Hello and welcome to Uncalled For. We are your hosts. I'm Hannah.
Maddie.
And Viv.
Episode 4.
Whoop. And today we're talking about YouTuber eras.
I'm very excited for this one. YouTube is very near and dear to my heart.
I feel like we're all big YouTube watchers.
Also because it was like so popular in our formative years. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like middle school. It was so popular.
I didn't really watch like TV or anything. Yeah. I pretty much just watched YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Definitely grew up with it. Also shout out Ashley Ross, our biggest supporter. This episode is for you. Honestly. Yeah. All right, so our earliest era is 2015. How old were we then? Like 12, 13?
That's like grade 7.
I think I started...
A long time ago.
I feel like I started watching in 2014, but like 2015 was probably the first. You have like Bethany Moda, My Life is Ava, like all the...
I loved that.
The girls. I feel like I didn't watch boys.
Sierra Furtado, shout out to the last episode.
Oh my god.
Yes. A lot of my friends are big, like, Alicia Marie stans, but I never... Mm-hmm. I was more
I
my
am.
Life.
You are, yeah. I am,
you
yeah.
Are. Yeah. People still love her.
I'm, like, on and off now, like, but she has really good quality stuff.
Yeah, they like the pretty basic. Actually, when she did the podcast with Zayn and Heath, I did like that one.
It was very much a lifestyle era. Very motivating era. Like, it was back to school videos, lunch videos.
Yeah.
Like, decorating. DIY big projects were huge.
Yeah. You'll never see back to school videos
Lord
like that
DIY.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Lord DIY,
She went to Ryerson.
Now. Yeah. Well, she went to Ryerson.
Shout out.
She has a podcast now, too, with her boyfriend.
Really?
And they're a lot more mature, and I love them now.
It was a good era.
It was.
Not too much to say on that one, though.
Well, I want to talk about Bethany Moda for a second, because Bethany Moda is, like, who... one of my friends introduced me to her, and she's, like, how I started watching YouTube. And she, like, we can't deny, she was a queen.
Mm-hmm.
She still is, but she, like, in her era, she was such a queen. She went on, like, Dancing with the Stars, I'm pretty sure. She had, like, her Aeropostale line, which was a huge thing.
Yeah.
She was, like, the first... influencer to do something like that.
She's like the first
to like work with big brands like that and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, girl had her own fashion line, and I feel like she was young too. She was definitely like 19 or something like that.
It's so crazy that all of them were like 19 though, making all the back to school videos and like videos for younger kids.
Yeah, because now like
they probably
like Ava
had such a
she's only like 23
life.
Or 24 now. Which is crazy.
Yeah. Like, what's her name? Lauren, like, Lauren DIY is, like, 25.
Yeah. Which is close to our age. And it's just weird, because it's, like, people you looked up to being more... I wouldn't say they're R-rated yet, but they talk about that stuff more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, like, nice how we looked up to them, and now we're kind of, like, can relate to them. Like, we grew up with them sort of thing.
I'm trying to think if any of them are, like, R-rated now. Like, I can remember.
Well, I saw this TikTok the other day with My Life as Ava, and it was with, like, Bryce Hall or something, and it was, like, she said something like, when you're all, like, hoes, but you took the family-friendly route or something like that. So
I would rank, I know we still have many to get through, but I think that'll be up there, this era.
Yeah.
Just very
just, like,
iconic.
The
and
where
the
we
start.
All came into YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, 2016, I would argue that this was earlier than that, but I guess 2016 is like...
No, I feel like MegCon was touring in 2016. Like,
well,
I think I remember that vividly.
I was old enough to, like, have an active crush on them, you know?
Yeah,
let's introduce the era. So it's MegCon boys, Cameron Dallas, the Greer brothers, Vines.
Like, all the Vine people. Like, the Paul brothers, they... became more popular later on in Dolan Twins and stuff, but, like, this was their welcoming, I would say.
Yeah.
But they were a lot smaller than, like, Cameron Dallas and Nash Greer and them were at that point.
MadCon felt massive to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like, from my point of view, everyone knew who it was.
Yeah.
But, and, like, looking back, they probably weren't, like, that as big as we felt they were.
I do think.
Well, so, because I just remember, like, all the girls I knew were... so into it and whatever, but when I look back on them, they're just, like, in, like, a small, like, conference room with, like, the most tiny stage ever, and in the, did you guys watch the Cameron Dallas Netflix show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of good.
It was good, actually. But in that show, that was, like, MegCon later in the day. Like, all those people had left, and they just brought in, like, younger creators and whatever. And then that was bigger. But I think when they were starting, they did pop off, but they weren't, like, huge at that point.
Well, I don't even know, like, was anyone even huge then?
Not
like,
really.
How big?
If you were into YouTube, they were.
Is so crazy compared to how big they can get then.
Like, think about peak Cameron Dallas versus, like, peak Charli D'Amelio.
Yeah, like, they were not living in mansions.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
for sure. But they were still...
They'd have, like, the L.A. apartment or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Also funny that Shawn Mendes was in on that.
Yes.
That's just really funny because I don't, like...
Yeah, why? That is pretty crazy, actually. He's the one... He, like, really made it out. I feel like Cameron Dallas fell off major. Like,
well,
he's...
no, he, like, has walked in, like, Fashion Week and stuff like that.
Really?
Like, he just does other things.
I thought he just went off the rails for a sec.
I think he kind of
did. Nash Greer
did. Yeah.
Well, not off the rails.
I think Cameron Dallas went to jail. I remember seeing a mugshot...
Did
I remember seeing a mugshot. I don't know.
I also saw that, I think.
Yeah. It was probably something minor, but...
So that's kind of interesting. The first era was super girl-dominated, and the second era was super boy-dominated. Now, for a mix of both, 2017, the Team 10 era was huge.
That
yeah.
was 2017?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, because I was...
It's
that's,
insane.
Like, grade
I guess
7,
back,
grade 8. Yeah.
No, we went into grade 9 in 2017, so it'd be grade 8, grade 9, so I
okay.
guess that makes sense.
Well, Team 10 lasted a while. Like,
yeah.
they went through a couple houses and stuff.
Did they stop making videos, or are they still on that?
Team 10?
Oh, right
that
now?
Team 10's, like
well, that Team 10 is
yeah,
gone.
Jake Paul doesn't even do, like, YouTube anymore, I don't think. Mm.
Because
he's a boxer.
But that era was awesome. You have, like, Alyssa Violet, Rice Gum, Lil Faze Banks. That was, like, the start of diss tracks. You have, like, Every Night Sis, Every Day Bro, the Paul Brother diss tracks.
The diss tracks were iconic.
They're so good.
Yeah, it was so much more interactive.
Yeah.
We still listen to them to this day, and they're fire. Like, why
would
we?
That was also when people, like, didn't care to air out their shit on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like, full-on brother feud.
Yeah. Like... I just had a name pop up. When was Jacob Sartorius a thing?
Oh, geez.
He's more musically, I think.
Was he?
But
yeah, he was.
He popped off in all senses, but he was, like, mainly musically.
Right.
That's,
okay.
like, a whole era on its own.
Well, I guess we think it's crazy that so many people are, like, famous off TikTok. But if you think about it, like, people that are famous to us now, like... David Dobrik, they got their start on Vine, which is like, so 10 years, or what is it, 5 years from now, people could look at Charlie as just like a David Dobrik and be like, you know, weird. Anyways.
Oh, daily vlogs.
Oh. Yeah. So I think that...
I love the vlog era.
Yeah. The vlog era was awesome. Nobody cares that much anymore because they can make so much money doing shit like one podcast a week. They make just as much as they did with daily vlogs. Why would you? Why would you post edit daily?
A lot of people have also given up on Vlogmas, which was a huge thing.
Yeah, they just, because there's so many more possibilities now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before it was just all about, like, likes and subscribers and views, whereas, like, now it's not even...
But I will say, I don't think Vlogmas would be that hard. I just don't.
No.
I think that I could do that.
Job.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
you're not doing anything
else.
So how,
vlogging and editing.
And it's only a month. Like, it's really not that long. You could do it for a full month and then take a month off. Like,
Do get the fact that they're, like, they could get burnt out by it. Like, they don't have ideas or whatever, but it's like you could.
But
literally...
also think about how much money they are making in that time frame. It's like when you work at a restaurant and you have, and let's just say you work every day, it's going to be super busy around Christmas time.
Yeah.
And but you'll make, like, a bunch of tips. Like, I feel like you just kind of have to take it for the team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of vlogging in general, the vlog queen, 2018, peak Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah. I remember I subscribed to Emma Chamberlain when she had, like, 25,000 followers or something.
That's insane. Like,
and
you can actually say you were there from the beginning.
Yeah, because she posted, like, the dollar store video that got, like, a million views. It was, like,
the
first
that
video
one.
That popped off. But I subscribed then. And it's just, like,
that's
so
such a flex.
Insane.
She
like,
is doing things now.
Yeah.
She quit YouTube now, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She was she took over 2018. Because that was also Sister Squad era.
Yeah.
That's which was I could talk about Sister Squad forever.
I loved that, but it's also really weird.
The video of them
where we are now, think about how weird that group was.
James Charles, Dolan Twins, and Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah.
They were and so...
Also, like, controversy, like, she probably dated one of them at the time and was dating one of them.
She did date Ethan Dolan. I don't... There's no doubt... there's no doubt in my mind.
That makes me so happy.
I did look for that couple, too.
I want to mention how she so put thrifting on. Like, nobody thrifted before Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah. She put a lot of stuff on.
Yeah. Also, I was going to say, sorry, the first big advocate for mental health, especially for, like, teen girls, I feel like. She normalized, like, depression and stuff like that.
Yeah, she did. And she still does, always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she just is so her own person. Like, she had the new editing style that everyone copied after her. Like, you know, like, the pop, the zoom in, like, the colors and the words and everything. Like, no one did that before her.
Mm-hmm. And then she also switched her editing style, and then people were to more, like, simplistic. And then, like, she is the trend waves.
She is, yeah.
She makes it happen.
I mean, how could she not be? Like, every single teen girl knows who she is.
Yeah. She's an icon. I want to go back to 2017, because you said you don't know who these people are, but do you know, like, Nerdy Nummies and I, Justine?
Yes. I used to wait in, like, the lines for Apple and, like,
everything Apple. And when they used to collab, and I loved it. They did, like, the cooking videos. They did.
Yeah.
These ones were my favorite, where it was, like pizza challenge and stuff, where they just pick out a thing and put like random like toppings on their pizza. That was my favorite. That might be one of my favorite YouTube eras. I would binge the heck out of it. Anyways, that's all I have to say on that, is that I love them. But back to 2018. Okay, I just watched the 2018 YouTube Rewind to do some research. Also, that is apparently the most disliked video on YouTube, which is...
That's awesome.
I remember that.
Yeah. Because who even... Like, a lot of people watch them, but I feel like people hate watch YouTube Rewind.
I think there was something about it that they were like, everyone go and dislike it. And
it was
like a whole trend, yeah. Like, they told everyone to go dislike it for some reason.
Most disliked, do you guys remember the most liked photo on Instagram? It was the egg.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was such a time.
That was a time. Everyone posting it on their stories, go like it.
Yeah.
When was that?
That had to be, like...
2018, or 2017, it might have been.
Yeah.
It was whenever...
Grade 9 or 10.
So, what was the most liked? It was Kylie Jenner, but was it for Stormy?
No, I think it was Kendall Jenner before that.
I think it was Kylie Jenner's, like, pregnancy announcement or something that. So whenever that was.
Yeah, I think you are right. But before Kylie, it was Kendall.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But on the YouTube Rewind, I saw Ninja on there. He was driving the little Fortnite bus, because that was a big thing.
Oh my god, Fortnite. That is...
That was the rise of gamers 2018, I feel like. Because Fortnite really took over the world.
Yeah.
Major they respect. Did.
Like, the dances and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally
Travis Scott on there.
That's so...
Like, that's actually insane that Travis Scott
did it. It just makes me wonder, why certain things pop up. Like, why Emma Chamberlain over every other, like...
It's so random.
Any other girl at the time, or, like...
That damn algorithm.
You say you don't know who Ninja is. You know who Ninja is.
You don't know who Ninja is?
Blue hair ninja.
Ninja is like the gamer.
I'm a very he seems a little bit off stream. I'm a very mainstream YouTube person.
He's very mainstream, and like mainstream people talk about him.
Yeah,
I literally don't think I've even
post videos
heard of
being
him.
Like, I ended up in a game with Ninja on a live stream.
Yeah.
Like, I killed Ninja on his live stream. Like,
he's
it's
like
a whole thing.
The biggest gamer, I would say. He has blue hair. That's his thing.
Blue hair king.
Yeah. Also, that was, Liza Koshy. I feel like 2018 is the rise of the vlog squad as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
That's
they
when
definitely
they were,
had their moment. They definitely had their dominance on
that. Because that's when, Trisha was in it. That's when, they still had, the old apartment.
And he had, he was doing the four-minute videos, all the time.
Yeah, 420 every single time.
Mm-hmm. That was, I actually, loved that era, I will be honest.
I love those videos.
I binged it for sure. I kind of came after it was big, but I definitely binge watched all
the videos. Yeah, and those are the types of things that, like sometimes I'll go back and, like, watch a whole bunch of Dolan Twins video. I would do the same with them because they're just so entertaining.
Now I can't watch them because I know I just, like, feels wrong watching them now. But
that's true, I guess.
He has a Discovery Channel TV show now where they get paid to travel around the world and do cool things, the whole vlog squad.
Really?
Like, they've been to, like, Morocco. Like, look at Natalie's Instagram. She posts, like, wherever they go. And it's the whole vlog squad.
I don't like her. Show. I do not like
Me her. Me neither. But she's posted all of it. And, like, they went to Africa. They go everywhere. And they just document
Natalie Noel, things. Right?
Yeah.
Damn. Discovery Channel. It's so random. Like,
that is weird. Because it's, like, traveling or whatever. But now they just, like, they don't even have to pay places. To do any of these things now. They just get paid to do it now.
That is crazy. That's the life, though. I respect it. Also, I don't know how you say it.
Yeah. Mukbang.
They came into existence.
I say mukbang.
Yeah, I feel like that just makes the most sense.
Yeah.
But I think they were always a big thing they originated in, like, Japan or something, right?
Yeah.
I think they were always a big thing there, but then they kind of, like, came over to, like...
What was that guy's name? Wasn't it, like, Nikado?
Oh!
Avocado?
Nick Avocado or something like that.
Something like that, and people keep making edits of him, like, when he first started versus now, and he's gained so much weight.
Yeah, that's actually insane.
People say he sold his health for wealth, and it's so true.
It is.
It is.
And, like, all YouTubers were doing mukbangs. I can't say it. They just made it popular.
Even going into 2019, like Shane, Trisha, Jeffrey, they would all do mukbangs too.
Yeah, they did them together. Yeah.
That
was awesome. There was one iconic one with Tana, who we didn't talk about actually. James Charles and Jeffree Star.
It's hard to talk about Tana because she is so she's always there. In everything. She has always been there. Good on her, but I would argue, even though it's so controversial now, like, that era, like, in that time, and looking back on it, I think that was, like, the time I watched the most YouTube.
I'm so sorry about the sirens. You can hear them. Oh, it's okay, though.
It's that city life.
Yeah.
The docu-series with Tana and, like, the mukbangs and their crazy trips and, like, and Shane Dawson, like, I know whatever is up with him now. I don't even know. But his videos were so good.
Yeah.
You can't deny it.
Like, here we have, like, the Shane X Jeffrey palette. Those videos were so good. I didn't really watch many of his conspiracy theories videos, but I did watch, like, the series that he did, and they're very good.
Which ones did he do? He did TanaCon, he did the palette.
Jake Paul.
Oh my god, the iconic Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Yeah.
What's
the
that?
The theory about how Chuck E. Cheese, like, reuses old pizza and, like, serves pizzas that, like, don't fit a shape. There's some photos that are, like, there's no way this is one pizza.
That's gross.
Mm-hmm. It was, very good. He had very good content, very well-researched.
Yeah. And, the production was great. Yeah.
Very entertaining.
He made them, like, TV shows, essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this is probably gonna be the most controversial era. Because I think every single one of them has had...
I would say cancel culture, came to be in 2019. That's when, like, at least, I don't know, people started getting canceled a lot. Family YouTube channels.
Ace Family. I'm gonna wonder if this is on there.
Ace Family! I loved the Ace Family. I don't like them now. I really
I subscribed to them early. The only people that can say I've done that. When they were in, like, their one-bedroom apartment.
Same!
Yeah. See, I didn't subscribe to them then. I definitely had seen, like, the prank videos or whatever, but I didn't subscribe. But aren't they quitting YouTube now?
Yes! I just saw that.
They just posted it yesterday.
I think they need to.
No, so this is my theory. They're not quitting YouTube. They're not going anywhere. They're literally broke. Like, their house is literally in foreclosure. So
yeah, okay, did you watch the video about
it? Yes.
Do you believe them or no?
No.
Okay.
So, they are traveling because they're homeless. They don't have a house.
They're traveling?
They took the... Did you not watch the video?
They're like... They have a new house, I thought.
No, they took... They're traveling this year. So, and then they're like, but guys, you know, this is our last year. We're still going to, like, pose on YouTube. Like, they're not going anywhere. And what they're doing is this thing called, like, Ace Fest. So it's going to be, like, TanaCon. Oh, like, God. It's going to be terrible. It literally costs $300 for three people. So you buy one ticket and you can bring two other people. And then they have this other deal. It's, like, $600 and you get to go to their wedding. And it's, like...
What?
Yeah.
Literally TanaCon.
Yeah, why are they getting married?
It's
going
to be terrible. Like, so the venue's going to host, like, I think 20,000 people or something like that. Like, it's gonna, shit's going to
hit the fan. I would not be surprised if they actually use the same event planner as TanaCon did, yeah, just for the views.
20,000 people, that's not a lot, also. Because they have, like, 20 million subscribers.
But 20,000 people is a ton of people to be at a festival.
Is it?
Like, with rides and stuff, like, it's like an amusement park.
How many people go to, like,
yeah.
Oh, how many people go to, like, VidCon?
Yeah.
I forgot about VidCon.
Yeah, that's a whole era, too.
Oh, wait, sorry, VidCon. I was thinking, like, a Coachella type
VidCon,
thing.
Like, a lot of people go to VidCon. They take over, like, a whole hotel.
Yeah, well, it used to be. I don't even know. Is it still, like, big?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure it is.
I mean, with COVID.
This is also, like, insanely biased, but, like... For people of our age, though,
then we go to 2020.
I loved 2020 so much. Like, YouTube-wise, first of all, Frenemies, so close to my heart.
Yes. Yeah.
Always will be. Also, Impulsive, still love it to this day.
I do love Impulsive.
What I was going to say, I think you can group, like, 2021, 22, mm-hmm. and...
Yeah, like, all together.
All together, because mm-hmm. we didn't really get introduced to that many new people.
No.
It was just everyone kept evolving. Like, the Try guys branched off, and they're massive now. All the production value went up, like,
and a lot everything. Of people stopped doing videos yeah. because of COVID, because they were like, we have nothing to do.
You know who we totally forgot? Cody Ko.
Yeah,
Cody Ko needs some recognition.
Okay,
he
is 2020.
Yeah,
he's had a lot of moments too.
Yeah,
he's kind of like came up and went down.
He's been in all. He did some diss tracks. He has a podcast. Yeah. He did some funny videos. He does like the cut videos now. Like he reacts to a bunch of videos all the time. But he deserves mad respect because he literally posts like, well, sometimes he posts like every other day. Like he's
really?
Always posting. Yeah.
I haven't watched him in a while. Actually, the best video though, it's the one where he's like reacting to him like. A few years ago when he did an interview for his app. That is one of the best videos
Frictionless.
Ever. It's so funny.
I have
funny.
Seen
yeah.
that one.
It's oh, so, you need to God. Watch it. Okay, it's so funny.
I do need to watch it. My favorite Cody
Ko. It's with Kelsey, too.
Yeah. I think, oh, that's awesome. I love when Kelsey's in it. I like when they watch the old TV shows. Him and Kelsey watch
yeah,
the old TV
I
shows.
I like those
and
ones,
that
too.
Are so demeaning and sexist.
The, like, truth one. I forget what it's called. Moment of Truth. That's what it is.
My favorite video, though, I think... It has to be, like, the Girl Defined video. It's, like, at the time,
Mr. Struggle.
I laughed. Or in, like, the Maddie B. Smokes.
Maddie B. Smokes, yes.
Those were awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the best videos. Those are my comfort YouTube videos. Like, after a bad day, I'm like, let me just throw on this.
Yes.
Because you know it's going to be
I
awesome.
Like the, like, those ones actually make you laugh out loud. Mm-hmm. And for me, at least, like, I can think it's funny, but, like, to actually make me laugh out loud, it's next level.
And you can't, like, his diss tracks with Noelle are so good. Like, they're literally good songs.
Yeah, they are.
And honestly, I think you could define the 2021 era as, like, just the podcast era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so many YouTubers started podcasts.
So it makes...
And a lot of people brought them onto YouTube, like, if they already
had
them.
Yeah, they started videoing them.
It kind of makes me wonder, like, is YouTube going to keep having eras, or are we done? Are we going into podcasts?
I think YouTube kind of died in 2021.
Yeah.
And TikTok took over.
Yeah, because it's well now it's like the younger generation, right? Like we would keep watching to see the people we already know, because at this point, anyone that comes on is gonna be someone younger, and we're not gonna notice them.
Yeah, that's actually crazy. And
I'm
sad.
Sure YouTube will live on for other people, but I think for like our age, I
until
think it's
like when all these people that we watch stop YouTube, then it'll be over.
Yeah,
which will be kind of soon. Like, in the next 10 years, I would say.
If you think about it, like, Shane Dawson, Trish, and, like, Try Guys, they're all, like, I love the Try Guys, but they're, like, 30s.
Yeah.
And they make a lot of money. Crazy. They could retire early. They could probably retire when they're 45, 50 years old. That's only 10 more years. And you think about how long they've been watching
YouTube. They could retire now if they wanted to. Yeah. But they have, like, these huge houses and everything, so.
Yeah.
I think, especially Trisha, she I don't know if she will ever retire, to be honest. The girl, like, seriously will be, like, in a controversy, say she's taking a, like, week off or a month or whatever, or quitting, period, and then we'll post in the next 5 hours.
Yeah.
She can't take a break. She just cannot.
It's so funny, because I actually saw a TikTok on, like, Trisha's account where someone commented, "Why do you not have a YouTube channel?" And that was insane.
That's the younger people.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that is crazy.
She answered. She's been like, "I've been on YouTube for 14 years.
Yeah,
like,
wow. I'm happy she saw that because it's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into it. Let's rank.
Oh, yeah, rank.
Right.
Okay.
So let's start with our least favorite. Are we doing this collectively? Might as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Collectively, our least favorite. I'm going to have to say...
2016. Less was happening.
I agree.
Like, it was more on Vine, I would say. I wouldn't say it's, like, a huge YouTube era.
It was important to me, but I think because I was so young, like, the other ones are more important to me.
Yeah.
Now it gets hard, literally, because they're so good.
I can't read it, but I think 2017.
I'll bring it closer.
I'm going to say 2018, Emma Chamberlain has to go next.
No, Sister Squad was so important to me.
Yeah, I would go 2015 next.
Okay, yes. Yes, absolutely.
I think I would too, even though like I loved it, but it's not that relevant to me anymore.
Again, like they're all important, but if we had to pick?
Yeah. So it's 2016, 2015. I would go 2019 after that. That's just me.
So I would say 2018, but I'm happy with 2019 as well.
Yeah, I would say 2018 and 19 tie for third.
Let's do that.
Third.
Then I would go 2020 and then 2017. Yep. I think was the best.
I agree. Okay, so
it's because like they were so like it was for a young audience. It was also for a big audience. They had the songs. It was so
a lot of things like. Came together.
Yeah, they started streaming. It was all these collabs. Mm-hmm. Like, it felt really cool.
Okay, so I'm just gonna say it from the bottom to the top, just so it's clear. So, bottom, coming in at last, is the 2016 MegCon, Cameron Dallas, Greer Brothers. Second to last, 2015, RCL Beauty, Bethany Mota, My Life is Ava, The Girlies. 2018, 2019, tied for third last. That's Emma Chamberlain and Shane Jeffrey James Trish. 2020, the podcast era, kind of tied in with 2021, 22. And the winner, the iconic, the unbeatable, Team 10, Jake Paul era. That's fire.
You can hate on Team 10 all you want. I don't care. It was awesome.
It was so awesome. It will never be beat. It seriously won't.
It won't.
No. Nothing will ever be as entertaining.
And that was like the year of collabs too. And collabs are so awesome.
Yeah.
Because from Team 10 onwards, you can see then it was the Sister Squad. Then it was the Shane Jeffrey thing. Like that started it.
Mm-hmm.
And can we talk about how like there's all these houses now? Like Team 10 started that. Like that whole era, like Rice Gum, like all these people. Mm-hmm. It just was everything.
They also started streaming.
Yeah.
Like, Rice Gum was started streaming. Hands down, I would say he started streaming.
Yeah, that's why 2017 is the best year.
Superior.
That was so much fun.
Yeah,
it was. Like, that was really, really fun. It makes me excited for what's to come, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so, like, nervous because I'm like, how is there possibly more?
I don't think I could, like, if I'm looking into, let's say, 2023 now, I don't think I could guess what would
no,
be going on.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's actually crazy. Time will tell.
Time will tell. Thanks so much for watching. And peace.
Bye.
Make sure to follow us on Insta at @uncalledforpodcast. That's @uncalled4podcast on Instagram. Check out our post and let us know. Do you say mukbang? Mukbang? How do you pronounce it? Thanks for listening, guys.